So we left off in the previous year. We've been discussing the halachas of Das Isha, which relates to Kedushin. The fact that we require Das Isha, that's a Dama Pasha, that's a Gemara in the beginning of the Beis and the Beis, and it's Kedushin. Why we require Das Isha was far from Pasha. We really had two very, very different approaches, which ultimately reflected two different approaches to the very essence of Kedushin. According to one understanding, the Rashi presents in one place, the way the Rashi presents in our sugya, that Das Kedushin is not really, in a sense, emphasizing the religious aspect of Kedushin. The Kedushin is more dollars and cents. Kedushin is more of a monetary agreement, monetary deal. And just as buy a house, buy a bag of potatoes, buy a car, so you have to have Das Machneh. So too for Kedushin, you have to have Das Machneh as well. So that's emphasizing the Dine Mamonos aspect, the monetary aspect of Kedushin. Then we had a whole different approach, quoted by Rashi in the Sefer Yevamos, that Das Kedushin is necessary because Uchus Kedushin dictates that. That almost the religious side of Kedushin, the ritual side of Kedushin, requires Das Isha, not because it's Dine Mamonos. Maybe we have to focus a little bit more on the Issa Neheta part of Kedushin rather than on the Mamonos part. So we said that machlokes really seems to permeate the whole issue of Kedushin. Just how do we understand, we're learning the first mission of Kedushin, Niknes, what exactly is the nature of the Kinyan of Kedushin? So we highlighted a very, very fundamental machlokes, although even though the particular case is somewhat of a strange, off the beaten path case, but very often you find in halacha, you talk about the stranger scenarios, but it highlights it under a basic principle. That was the machlokes between the Pnei Yeshua, the Avne Meluim. Why is it that in Kedushin Tovsa Beishas Ish? Why is it that once a woman's married, so she can't go, in a sense, accept Kedushin from somebody else? So the Pnei Yeshua said the reason why in Kedushin Tovsa Beishas Ish is pure dollars and cents. You sell a car to Reuben, you can't turn around the week later and sell the same car to Shimon. So she gave herself up. She, quote unquote, sold herself to Reuben. She can't sell herself through marriage to somebody else. And the Avne Meluim said, no. The Avne Meluim said, the reason why in Kedushin Tovsa Beishas Ish has nothing to do with buying potatoes. In Kedushin Tovsa Beishas Ish is because Eishas Ish is an erva, and as such, in Kedushin Tovsa Berayas, the same way that if you try to be Mekadosh your sister, your mother, your daughter, etc., Kedushin aren't going to be Tovsa. So two way Kedushin Tovsa Beishas Ish, because she's considered to be an erva. My nafkamina to the Bnei Shua, the Avne Meluim. So the nafkamina is not for a regular married woman. A regular married woman has both of those reasons, but it's nafkamina for the wild, crazy case in the Shivcha Harufa, the woman who's a half slave, half free, and she accepts, quote-unquote, Kedushin from somebody else. So the Torah says that if somebody else will be Mazana with that woman, lo yumsum. That's not Misa, you don't get Misa's Beis Din for that. So from the fact that you don't get Misa's Beis Din, that indicates the Chorah that she's not an Erva, so she's not a, quote-unquote, Eishas Ish. So that's what the Avne Meluim says, and she's not an Eishas Ish. If somebody else would be Mekadosh Har, so the Kedushin will be Tovis. You can have a situation where a woman who's, quote-unquote, married to two people, that's the case. We can have a woman who's married to Reuven, and then she's also married to Shimon, because the first marriage to Reuven, the first Kedushin to Reuven, it was Tovis vis-a-vis the Din of Shechach Harufa, but it didn't create a Shem Eishas Ish in her, since she wasn't an Eishas, because there's no Misas Beis Din, so Bemela, she's still available to accept Kiddushin from somebody else. And the Pnei Yeshua said, that's absurd. Yeshua said, that's like selling a bag of potatoes to Reuben and selling it to Shimon. Once she sold herself, even though it's not a Raya, it doesn't matter, it's a Dinim Mamonos Shebo that prevents a second Kiddushin. So before we get back to the general question of Dasa Isha for Kiddushin, there's one nekuda, and again, it's focusing on the almost on the strange case, on the Yotzei B'Klal, the case of Shechach Harufa. But once again, it assists us to highlight a very important yesod vis-a-vis Kedushin, Kedushin Tovsin in general. Both the Pnei Yeshua and the Avne Meluim are assuming that a Shechach Harufa, a woman who's a half free, half slave, who accepts Kedushin, is not a real Eishas Ish. She's not an heir of Eishas Ish. That everyone agrees. And because she's not an heir of Eishas Ish, therefore, according to the Avne Meluim, Kedushin will be acceptable for her. According to Pnei Yeshua, even though she's not an heir of Eishas Ish, she still can't accept Kedushin. But they both agree that Shivach Harufa is not an Eishas Ish. What led them to believe she's not a real heir of Eishas Ish? Well, there's no Misa. How could she be an Eishas Ish if there's no Misa based in her? So Rabbi Kivega, the third great achron in this discussion, so Rabbi Kivega takes issue with both the Pnei Yeshua and in effect the Avne Meluim. Rabbi Kivega was a contemporary of the Avne Meluim, he was a contemporary of the Ketzos. So comes Rabbi Kivega and says, no, maybe we missed the boat, maybe we totally misunderstood what Shivcha Harufa is all about. Back to Pasuk and Chumash. The Torah says that you have this girl who's a chati shivcha, chati bascharin, and she goes out and accepts kedusha to somebody else, and now the third person comes in and is mezana with her. It's a terrible thing, the Torah says. It's a terrible aveira, and you have to bring a korban asham shir charufa, but lo yumsu. But Mises Beza does not. So everybody else saw, all the other Gedali Achareinim, Pnei Yeshua, Nam, and Meluim saw, and the fact that there's no Mises Beis Din, you see from here, she's not an Erev Aveshus Ish. You can't have an Erev Aveshus Ish and have no Mises Beis Din. It doesn't make any sense. It can't be. So Rav Kivayka says, why not? Rav Kivayka says, why can't you have a model of a woman who is an Aishus Ish, she's a 100% Aishus Ish, she's a 100% Erva, she has all the shamus of Erva on her, and there's still no Mrs. Bazin for being resigned with her. What? How are you talking to Mark Gazette? So we can make this, I'll give you a model. A very simple model. What if you have a little girl who's below the age of 3 years old? The father is Makabal Kedushin for her. Is she an Aishus Ish? Absolutely. Is it considered to be an Erva? Absolutely she's considered to be an Erva. There's nothing wrong with a Kedushin. She's an Erva Gemura Min HaTor B'lishim Sofek. If somebody, Meshugan again, obviously we're not talking about real scenarios, but you know, in the world of make-believe, so to speak, if a person would be mezana with this little girl under the age of 3 years old, would we say that he's chayav mises beis din? Absolutely not, because there's a halacha moshe mesinai that before the age of 3, ain biyasa biya. Any maisa, physical, meshugan, manuva, mushchos person who's being mezana with a girl under the age of 3, that's not called a maisa biya. Kach nemar halacha moshe mesinai, below the age of 3, that's not called a maisa biya. So if somebody goes ahead and is boil this girl, he was boil in Eishes Ish, but he's not going to be chayav misa because there's a chisorin in the biya. So if you think about it conceptually, says Rabbi Kivayka, in order to be chayav for Eishes Ish, two things have to happen. She has to be an Eishes Ish, the gavra. She has to be an Eishes Ish. And the maisa biya that you're doing has to be a maisa biya that the Torah considers to be a maisa biya with an Eishes Ish. Unless both of those two conditions are met, so then you're not going to be chayav misa. So comes the Pnei Yeshua and comes the Avraham Miluim and say, the reason lo yumsu, the reason why the person who's mezana with the shivcha harufa is not chayav, is a chisorn in the gavra, that she's not called the gavra of an Eishes Ish. Now, does that therefore prevent kedusha? Not prevent kedusha. That was Pnei Yeshua Avraham Miluim's machlokes. But kuli hamalei pligi, both of these gedolei olam understood the psukim and pashas kedoshim that lo yumsu, when the Torah says lo yumsu, what the Torah is really saying lo yumsu. You know why? Because she's not an heir of Eishes Ish. That's the reason why lo yumsu. Says Rabbi Kivayka, that's not true. You know why lo yumsu? She is an Erev Aveshus Ish. You know why lo yumsu? Because the bia that you're having with her is not a type of a bia that's b'chayav for Aveshus Ish. Why not? She's 25 years old. Why is that not a type of a bia that's b'chayav for Aveshus Ish? Because she's only a half Aveshus Ish. So you're only doing a half of Maisa Bia, b'isser. It's a conceptual question. How do you view a person who's a chatzi ever chatzi ben chorin, chatzi shiv chatzi bas chorin? So only half of her is Eishes Ish Shabo. So every maisa bia that you're doing is only a chatzi bia. Everything that she does is a halfway. This is a principle we have. All chatzi ever chatzi ben chorin. The Gemara has a little bit in Yom HaDiyom. The Gemara has in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. When you have a chatzi ever chatzi ben chorin, when he blows the shofar, so I can't be yotze his tekiyah shofar. Why not? Because every sound that's coming out of his mouth is only a half tekiyah shofar. Why? Because I don't know whether I should say every molecule, every cell, every atom. I don't know how to magdir it properly. But halachically, everything that's emanating from a person who's a chatzi ever chatzi b'chorin is only half avdus and half cheres. So too, Rav Kivayka says, the maisa biya that's being done to this chatzi shifu chatzi b'chorin is a half a maisa biya. The Torah says you only chayav misa for a full maisa biya, not a half a maisa biya. So Rav Kivayka conceptually looked at the parsha. He read the same psukim of Parshas Kedoshim and understood it radically different in Lomdus. The reason why lo yumsu is not a reflection of our half Eishes Ish status. She's a full-fledged Eishes Ish. It's a reflection of the inability to do a Maisa Bia Bishlemusa on her, not all that different conceptually than the girl who's less than 3 years old. So according to Bikvega, the whole discussion is a moot discussion. According to Bikvega, that whole test case, this was the case in the lab. We spent a day and a half trying to find the case in the lab where you have a woman who's married in Ramanis, but not married in terms of Eishes Ish. So we dug up a case of Shiv Harufa. Says Bikvega, we found the wrong case. I mean, she's married with Ramanis, she's married with Issev Heter, she's a full-fledged Derva, and therefore, of course, Eikidushin types it. The fact that Yenachai Misa has nothing to do with her status as the Gavra of Eishes Ish. So again, Habarcha Yivcha, you can choose whether the model of Shivcha Rufa, just give you an idea, three Gedol Yoylem, had three radically different ways of understanding. What conclusion do we draw from this parasha in Chumash about Shivcha Rufa? Do we draw the conclusion of the Pnei Yeshua that she's married in Mamanus without being married via Sevehetar? Do we draw the conclusion of the Avnei Meluim that there's no such thing as being married in Mamanus? It's all a Sevehetar. Or do we draw the conclusion from Rabbi Kivega? She's married both for Mamanus and via Sevehetar, and it still doesn't carry with it a chiyuv mitzvah beis din because of a technical quirk, because it's a chisaron in the ma'aseh b'yeshiva. That was all the aside. Now we go back to our regular sugya. So we're still dealing with the fundamental question: what is the role of dasa isha b'kiddushin? The fact that it exists, we know, but we still can't pinpoint: is it mamanus or is it isurim? If it's mamanus, so we saw the Rashba in our sugya. We saw Rashi b'feirush later on in kiddushin said that imtim zalemin, that it's mamanus, so it's das machne. And das machne, again, conjures up the image of selling a car, selling a bag of potatoes, selling a house. It's like any other buying and selling. That's the reason why you require das isha. But now we see, one of the Rishonim, the Ran, in Maseches Nedarim, on the second of the Maramakamas, Maramakam number 8, the Ran has an entirely different picture as to what das isha is. Das isha by kedushin is neither das machne, nor das of a whole voice lishachir. It's based on a totally different model in halacha. And again, as we said before, sometimes you have to go almost to the realm of your imagination, to stretch your imagination to the limits, in order to create certain kinds of scenarios to understand certain underlying halachic principles. So here, the Gemara speaks about a very, very strange scenario, but it's ultimately going to be this wild, crazy scenario that's going to enlighten us about some basic fundamental yesodis as related to our sugya. So the Gemara in the 8th of the Maramakamas, the Maseches Nedarim, the Flam, and Amud Aleph, is talking about quite a bizarre way of being Mekadesh, a woman. So the Gemara says like this: Tifshat the Bar of Ha'ishia. Ha'ishia had the following shaila: Hanoisen shtei prutos le'isha. Person standing under the chuppah, and he brings two prutos. He has two rings. Let's bring two rings for, because he's got the following deal in mind for Amala. So the achas is kachili hayoyim. Says here's one ring for today's kedushin. Uva achas is kachili la'achas agar sheikh. He says, listen, I'm planning on divorcing. I'm going to give you a get tomorrow, but we should get back together again the following day. Again, I'm not talking, the guy's, whether he's a shaita, he did or not, I can't tell you. But again, for our purposes, let's hang in there. So the person is Mekadisha today, and then at the same time he's Mekadisha today, gives her another ring and says, this should be valid for Kedushin tomorrow. Well, why does he have to be Mekadisha a second time? Because he plans on divorcing her in the interim. So the Gemara is a shaila, is that going to work or not? What's the shaila? So the Chora, it's absurd. How can he be Mekadish her now after he's already going to divorce him? The whole thing doesn't seem to fit. Doesn't seem to make any sense. So the Gemara says, no, Hachanam Adav Kedushin, maybe a Taka should be good. Why should it be good? So I snipped this Gemara out of context a little bit. The Gemara is talking about, it's a very, very complicated sugya, but I'll just reference the sugya for a minute just to understand the context of the Gemara's question. The Gemara was just talking about a similar type of a scenario when it comes to Hektish, being makdish something for the base of Mikdash. So a guy makes the following statement. He wants to give this table, he owns the table, so the table is a gift to the base of Mikdash. So he's makdish the table to the base of Mikdash. But he says like this: I'm makdish the table to the base of Mikdash. Tomorrow I'm planning on being poed at this table. I'm going to redeem the table tomorrow. So when I redeem the table, then the table loses its kedusha. So today, still sitting today at 6:30 in the morning, Friday morning, I say, listen, here's my plan. I raise the hektish l'shemayim now. Sunday I'm going to be poed it. And I'm hereby makdish it that after I'm paid there, it should become hektish again on Monday. Can you do such a thing or not? Can I be makdish something now that right now I'm making it hektish already the first time, but built into my hektish is the realization that I'm going to be paid there. So being paid the hektish is almost like the equivalent of giving a get to the woman. If you think about it, the model sounds pretty clear. I'm being makdish the table, being makadish the isha. Being paid at the table, giving a get to the isha. Being remakdish the table, being remakadish the isha. I didn't say share this moshe with your wives, but that's in pure halacha, that seems to be the valid model. So comes the Gemara and says, well, if it works by Hekdesh, so should it work by Kedushin as well? So the Gemara says, no, not so simple. So even though the Amoraim were pimpling about this, they were sitting in front of Rabbi Yirmi. Rabbi Yirmi was the one who was leading this discussion. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmi fell asleep. In the middle of So the Amoraim were sitting and pimpling about, is this good, is it no good? And Rabbi Yirmi just, Rabbi Yirmi woke up. And he heard this wild discussion going on in the Spanish. He said, he's having nightmares from this discussion. So he said, no, not the same. There's a big difference between the Pidyon Hekdesh and the Kedusha. What's the difference? Abeluhu, my kamed amisun, patan hula patan macherim. Says Rabbi Yirmiya, the only time that I can be makdish something, podeh, and then I can be remakdish based on what I said before I was podeh, that's only if I was the one who was podeh. But if an outsider was poda, if I'm makdish a table, anyone's game, anyone can be poda at the table. If a third person, another second person was poda, then I'm out of the picture. And once somebody else is poda, then my initial statement of a second hekdesh goes up in smoke. So it comes to Bimi, it says, Hachi am Rabbi Yechanan, padan hu chayzis v'kadashis. If the original makdish was the one who's poda, then it can become hektish again based on his initial statement. But if another party grabs it and he's pulled it, ain chayzus v'kadoshes, then it doesn't work. This whole game falls by the wayside. So comes the Gemara and says, v'isha kepadua acherim damya. And a woman is like padua acherim. When a woman is getting married, and then she's getting a get, and then she's getting remarried, that's like padua acherim. That's not like padu Osa. It's not like the man who is poda, the hekdesh himself, then the original hekdesh becomes hekdesh a second time around. So ad kan divrei Rabbi Yirmiyah. So again, it's a wild, it's crazy, but comes around and says, we have to understand what this halachic mashal of Rabbi Yirmiyah was all about. So comes the Ran, the ninth of the Mar Mekamos, the third paragraph. Why is it that we draw an equation on the board that a woman is like padu acherim? That means in the case when a makdish the table, so the item is always in my rishus or it's hektish. It's one or the other. So when I first say it's hektish. When I'm poda it, then it becomes mine. When I'm remakdish it, it becomes hektish. It never left the fold, never went somewhere else. Whereas by kedushin, once she's nisgarsha, so then she's not in the husband's rishus anymore. So it's like she belongs to an outsider. So asks the Ran, what do you mean? Fikashali, adraba, isha lepadin hudamya. He says in the case of the woman is exactly like him being poda. Why? If the person was makdish the tree, that's the case in the Darm. The same as the case of being makdish the tree, lefisha einan yotzos mishus hektish, because they neither left hektish or mishusa. They never left hektish, or they never left his rishus. So therefore, matzil hektishinu liachas yiftu. Therefore, he can make the statement, I'm makdish it from now, I'm makdish it after I'm paid it. Kach ishazu. Kavish and a yotza mishus abal or mishus atzma. This woman didn't go anywhere else. The woman didn't belong to anybody else. Bedinu shete yichol is kaddish miyad. The filachash at iskarish. So he says, why can't you be makadishar? When you are makadishar today, and then you divorce it tomorrow, and then the second kedusha of today kicks in, what's the problem? So it comes around and says, v'nichali. The answer is very simple. The imat yeisha lekaddish atzma leish. If a woman can be mekadesh herself to a man, if that model would be true in halacha, so hachinami davi he dubia de makdish etios mamish. So it would be literally like the case of hekdesh. Ella, now comes the punchline of the Ran, what's important for kedushin. Ella kevan shah Torah amra ki yikach ish isha. The Torah screams at us and says ki yikach ish isha. For amra ki silachach isha leish. The Torah does not say that the woman is taken to the man, rather the man takes the woman. She has no ability to hand herself over to the man. She is not in the driver's seat under the chuppah. And that's the reason why the Amrahi Harenim Arrestus Lach Eved V'Ramamish. If you want to know why is the din, if a woman says to the man under the chuppah, I'm Mekudeshes to you, he gives her a ring and she says I'm Mekudeshes, it's good. She's not Mekudeshes at all, Min HaTorah. Why is that? Conceptually, why is that? because the Torah says ki yikach ishisha, he has to do it. People have issues, people have a problem, it doesn't fit into their agendas in life. We're not learning agendas, we're learning the round of Maseches Nedarim. The din is ki yikach ishisha v'lof silach ishalish. Therefore, says the Ran, since ultimately she's not calling the shots, it's really him who's calling the shots, he's doing the entire chalos, so once she's no longer married to him, from his vantage point, she's b'shus acher. From his vantage point, she's like padur acherim. She's out of the picture. Remember, the Ran's original question was, why don't we say that the same way when I'm makdish the item and I'm poda the item, I can be remakdish it because I'm totally in control. Never left Rishusi. So comes around and says, but in the case of marriage, it did leave Rishuso. It left Rishuso, the husband. She's not his wife anymore. She's in her own Rishus. We're not talking about her. She's not the player over here. Elami Kevin. So what is really happening under the chuppah, says the Ran? If she's not marrying herself off to the man, what is happening? So I always tell the Bachram, and we've read this Ran several times over the course of the years in Shir, I always tell the Bachram two deals with this Ran. I said, number one, don't share the Ran with your wife. And number two, if you're going out with somebody, don't tell the Ran either. This is Lomdus, this is Taira, Lomda, Nitzarech. Again, this is no shape or form supposed to mean anything about what a marriage relationship is supposed to be. But as Zoysh Tekten, Alocha Shtet Aran, Elami Kevon, she maskemas the Kedushia Ish. Once a woman agrees to get married, he mevatelas daita Ritzona. So she pulls herself out. She's out of the picture. And what's the halachic model? Umashve Navsha Eitzel Abal, Kedovashal Hefker. She's mafker herself under the chuppah. That's what's happening. She's not transferring ownership of herself. She's not getting married. She's declaring herself to be hefker. That's the model in Dinei Mamonos that's taking place under the chuppah. You thought you were watching a selling of a bag of potatoes. You're not even watching that, says the Ran. What you're watching under the chuppah is a hefker and a zechiyah in a hefker. That's the halachic model for kedushin. Hilkach. Ain on a donin. Therefore, we don't even address the woman's vantage point when it comes to determining is this considered to be like padan hu or padan acherim. El mitzara baal. Well, the gabi baal kibadu acherim dam ya. Why? The bekedushin are rishonim hi b'shuso. Because when she first gets married to him, she's now b'shuso. Well, yacha yerushin yotzi b'shuso. And therefore, when she leaves him, when she gets divorced, she's no longer b'shuso. Once she's no longer b'shuso, that's like a third person being poda the table. And what did Rabbi Yirmiyah say? When the third person's poda the table, then this whole deal goes up in smoke. So comes the Ran with this lumdus to explain away this esoteric gemara tucked away in the Narba Naflamin as to why the halach of yous, why we have this equation of a woman getting married almost like padu acherim. Where's the acherim? The Teretz is from the husband's vantage point. It's mamash acherim, because from the husband's vantage point, she's not his wife anymore after gerushin. Why don't we deal from the woman's vantage point? She's still b'shus atzma, because kedushin doesn't address the woman's vantage point, because the model of kedushin, the marshal of kedushin, the lachik marshal, is she's mafka herself and rabal zoichem b'min hefka. So we have now three different ways of understanding conceptually what is going on under the chuppah. What are we watching under the chuppah in terms of what type of a chalos? What's the essence of the chalos that we're watching? So according to one view in Rashi, according to the Rashi and Afsugya, what we're watching is not fundamentally different than Mekech HaMemker. It's the woman's Bishusa, and she is now transferring ownership on herself directly through the mechanism of Mekech HaMemker, she nicknames to the husband. That's what's one model of Kedusha. The other model of Kedusha, in terms of Mavinus, is no. It's true that the husband is ultimately being kainahar, but it's not a direct kinyan. It's not that she's selling herself to him. It's a two-step kinyan. She's being mafker herself, and then he's being zeichem in a hefker. That's what's really taking place under the chuppah. Then you have the third model, that was the Rashi and Yavamas, that says neither of the two is happening. There's no selling potatoes, and there's no being mafker and being zeichem. It's purely spiritual, it's purely religious. The common denominator of all three is that you require das isha. There's no question you need das isha. There's no way in the world kiddush can take place without the woman's consent. But omnis-wise, what is the nature of the woman's consent? Is the woman's consent the consent to sell herself? Is the consent of the woman to be mafker herself? Or is the consent of the woman to undergo a spiritual religious institution called the Holchav HaYisrael Isha Acher? Three different understandings in the Gedalei Rishonim of what's happening. Someone's got to go for the davening.
I'm having problems with the Ran and the Hefker as a mechanism, because there are times where she has financial power. So in Barzal, that once you create hefkeiros in anything she owns, which
I didn't, I didn't say the word owning. I didn't say this. This discussion has nothing to do with her property. This is not a discussion about the nechsitzim vazel, nechsitzim lulav. This is about the relationship of marriage, about her being his wife. Isha nikneis labayla. So I want to know, what is that model? That's all.
When you use hefkeiros, all the models, you don't.
No, I think hefkeiros, it doesn't mean she's mafka her bank account to him. That's not what's happening. That's a different sukkah about whether, how do you deal with assets?
So she's only
herself.
Only
no, it's herself. Money is a dabe minachutz. Herself. Just herself. Not herself to cover everything. Nobody would say such a thing. Well, now that he was Kona wife, he can make her be a slave to him? No, she's not.
No, I understand, but we're using Ron's trying to use a mechanism here. It's just, once you put something in a mechanism, it either flows over or...
No. Again, even if you use the mechanism of selling, I'm not selling everything. I'm not even your Eved Ivri. I'm not your Eved Kenani Zichon. I'm not your Eved Ivri. I'm selling myself vis-a-vis, then I'm your wife.
Right, because hefkeiros is the only mechanism that sort of like...
All encompassing.
Right.
Yeah, but it's
that's
only... All, but
that's
it's
why
all,
I have a problem with Ron's
but it's like,
approach.
If
it's, not a, it's not that I'm bothered
no,
by...
No, but let's say if I'm mafking my car, but I wasn't mafking my house...
But then you mafka everything in the car, possibly.
No. Again, that may or may not be true, but that's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. It's different thing.
Right. Just technically, the Ron, there's no. It doesn't sound like this case is any different than if a woman says, you know, I will marry you. A man says, I will marry you after this action occurs, 30 days later, 40 days, whatever, you know, at a certain point. So that's exactly what's occurring.
No, it's very, very different of me because there, I'm being Mekadosh you now, and nothing's changing in the interim that prevents the Kedusha from being Chal. It's a Kedusha all tonight. So you can have a Kedusha at that, being Mekadosh you, or the condition that you give me $100, I'm being Mekadosh you, that the Kedusha should take effect after you graduate to college. So that's okay. Those kinds of things for sure.
It's
okay.
The same thing. This is
but here I'm giving you Kedusha now, but then something's happening that's preventing that Kedusha from taking place. Namely, once you're married, so then, I can't be Mekadosh for a second time when you're married. So I can only give you that second pruta that should take effect after you get divorced, igloy milsa, then you can become my wife again. So that's a whole. That's a very strange kind of a tanai. So that's the type of tanai that subjects itself to these rules of Padanu Padla Chayim.
Once the divorce happens, then it sets into effect the tanai that was originally set.
So, but that's the question. That's not regular Mishpat HaTorah. That's a different ballgame. So that's what the Gemara is discussing, the rules that revolve around that particular kind of thing. So at the end of the day, you need Das Isha. So Nafka Min Ladina, whether you're saying this, it's all the same thing. You end up with Das Isha. It's very real Nafka Min. So one potential Nafka Min, hopefully we'll have to talk about it a little bit more next week. One potential Nafka Min is as follows. We know that there's an absolute klal in terms of Kedushin that you need Eidos. But Kaddish and Isha without Eidim is Gornish, nothing. If two people walk the Beis Din, the man says, I gave you a ring, and she says, I received the ring, and they both say, yeah, we did it privately, nobody saw it, it's ein chashin kedushin, she doesn't need to get, she's garnished nothing for nothing. Makadosh l'edim is ein chashin kedushin, it's a fair shigamar, mesachas kedushin, luntaf from sukkim and chumash. So you require edim for kedushin. Which part of the kedushin do you require edim for? Well, you require edim who were there to see the nesinas ha-tabas, that's for sure. Anything that's an integral part of the kedushin requires edim. Do you have to have Edim on the fact that the woman consented? What if the woman tells us that she consented, but Peshas Mai said the Edim didn't know it? So the Edim watched Reuven give Rachel a ring, and they were clueless whether she was consenting or not. What led them to be clueless? We'll have to talk about that, the practicality of that a little bit later. But they were clueless whether she was consenting. And then 20 minutes later, she comes in, of course I consented. Of course I agreed. What's the shot? Of course I agreed. But the Edim say, listen, we can't say that we don't know she agreed. We only know she agreed because she told us she agreed. Is that called Edus on Kedushin? So what I'm really asking is that component of Kedushin called Das Isha, which is so critical, it's the ABCs of Kedushin, the Beis and Beis, you require Das Isha, is that a part of Kedushin that requires Edus or not? So L'chora, that's going to depend on some of the things we're talking about, namely, just how Kedushin-oriented is that? Is that Kedushin, or is that some other halacha that's playing out? I'll let you know next week, at the wee hours in the morning, we'll try to figure out what the answer to that question is.
But that's like saying someone sells something to someone else, and buys something from someone else, but we don't know he forced, he put him in a gun to his house.
That's right, that's right. So that's exactly what we're talking about.
So that's
right.
Parallel. That's, so we don't, we never need aid to say, he could come and be towing.
That's right, that's right.
Towing, that she held, that's right. He held a gun to my head, whatever. But they don't have to do it. It's like any Kenyan.
Right. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
So I think the schedule
for next week.